It is week three of the high school football season. We're going to bring in Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. Travis, before we talk about some things going on in high school football, tell us about Bound Wisconsin and what people will find when it comes to football content.
Yeah, all kinds of content coming out every day on BoundWisconsin.com. Whether you're a hardcore fan looking for in-depth previews each week and that kind of stuff, or you just want to find your favorite team's schedule and scores and stats and results, we've got you covered. Stat leaders across the state of Wisconsin with some great sorting and filtering available there. Really should be your daily destination for high school sports and high school football at Bound Wisconsin.
You know, it's very user-friendly, as you mentioned. It's pretty easy to navigate through and find each team that you're looking for, isn't it?
It is, and there's loads of information you can find on all of those pages, of course. Again, schedules, rosters, scores, box scores. Got some really cool features. If you're on a game page, you can, see the last few games that each team has played and going forward. We've got a cool historical matchups feature as we start to get more data into the Bound platform, where you can look at scores from the previous meetings between teams and stats previews and comparisons between each team. So really cool features there. And I'd certainly highlight the Bound app as well. If you download the Bound app, get that set up, you can follow a team or teams, or you can follow things at the statewide level. Really great information at your fingertips in the Bound app.
Travis, I'll make sure I download that Bound app as soon as we're talking here right now. Last week, before we talk about this week, had some matchups across the state, some pretty good ones as well, as we trickle through the end of the non-conference season for most of the leagues across the state. In our area, Columbus went over to Aquinas, and Aquinas, I guess, took what has been round one of two the last couple of years, but Aquinas kind of flexed their muscles at home.
Yeah, they did. It was a matchup we were really anticipating, a couple top five teams in Division Four, as you said, teams that have met up a couple of times in the last few years. And Aquinas came out on top in that one, just a little bit more powerful offensively, a little more balanced offensively as well. Columbus really struggled to get things going, throwing the football. Could be another matchup down the road between those two teams, as we've seen. But Aquinas gets round one, and certainly, nothing extremely damaging for Columbus. They're going to rebound and now move into conference play in the Capital Conference, which is going to be really difficult. But that was certainly one of the big games on the schedule last week, as well as Edgar Stratford. I want to point that one out. Maybe the best small school rivalry in the state. A couple teams that have combined for 19 state championships, including the last two for Edgar, the last three for Stratford. So a really high-profile matchup that went Edgar's way. They won 14-0 in that one.
When's the last time? Stratford's 0-2, right? When's the last time they were 0-2?
Gosh, I don't even know. It would have been a long time. They played a tough schedule. They played Mosinee, who's a ranked Division IV team. Stratford's D5, although they should be D6. They were elevated up. And then they played Edgar. So they played a very difficult schedule. They're going to settle in. Still the favorites in their conference, and still a strong contender to repeat in Division Five.
How about in Division One in general? Through first 2 weeks, we've had a lot of jockeying for position of powers, maybe facing off and teams knocking each other off. It's been kind of fun to watch those how D1's kind of shaking out the first couple weeks of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I really love what we've seen this year and in the last number of years, where a lot of those top teams are really challenging themselves, playing against each other. So you've got a lot of teams that have a loss. Kimberly's got a loss. Bayport, Muskego, Nina, Appleton North all have losses because they played good teams. And some of those teams rebounded last week nicely. Kimberly rebounded from an opening loss. They beat Bayport. Muskego rebounded from an opening loss to Nina and got in the win column. So really balanced Division One, really strong Division One field. I think there's maybe 12 or even 15 teams that are looking really good in D1. And that's going to set up some exciting matchups here as we continue to move through the conference schedule, because a lot of these teams are going to be playing against each other. You think about even the Classic Eight. There's three or four ranked teams in that league alone that are going to face off at times this year. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Travis, we'll talk about the Trailways Conference in a bit. Beaver Dam lost to Menominee Falls last week down at the Falls. You got Mount Horeb Barneville coming to town tonight, the game you can hear on ESPN Beaver Dam and watch on Daily Dodge TV. Mount Horeb Barneville bounced back nicely with the win last week, and they're reloaded. I know they're ranked as well in the coaches poll with BoundWisconsin.com. What's your take on Mount Horeb Barneville here in 2025?
Certainly a team that had high expectations coming in. They should have been in a state semifinal game last year. Lost a wild game to Catholic Memorial in level three. And they returned a lot of guys. They've got three Division I seniors on that team. Their quarterback, Brooks Hendrickson, linebacker, Jack Wilson, who also is sliding over and playing running back, ran for almost 200 yards last year, and tight end, Hayden Anderson. So there's a lot of talent there. They haven't really put it together, though. They lost to a very good Grafton team in week one, but it wasn't really a competitive game, at least the scoreboard. And then they beat Monroe last week, but you know, I don't think that was the Monroe team that we've seen the last few years either. And the score was maybe a little bit closer than I would have anticipated from that one. So it'll be interesting to see how they get going and how Mount Horeb, you know, what they do this week, because Beaver Dam's not going to be a pushover by any means. I think it could be a good game. But Mount Horeb will bring a lot of talent to the table. That will be a challenge for Beaver Dam, certainly.
Yeah, Beaver Dam made a lot of mistakes last week, a lot of penalties, and got beat up on the line of scrimmage. So we'll see. I know Coach Lindy will have them ready to play here on Friday night. Trailways Conference, Travis, we have a game on tonight. Randolph goes to Lord's Academy. What is your take on the Trailways here in 2025? Because there's a lot of teams kind of vying for the top here this year.
Yeah, Johnson Creek has looked really good. Lords has looked good. Westfield has looked really good. A team that doesn't have a lot of football history necessarily, especially in the last decade or so, but they've looked very good. One of the more explosive offensive teams, really. They're averaging almost 200 yards passing per game, averaging more than 250 rushing yards per game. And it'll be Westfield versus Creek tonight. So that'll be certainly one to watch, keep an eye on. And even, you know, going down the conference, a little surprised Randolph is 0-2. They've played a tough schedule. Both teams they played, Cambridge and Hilbert, have been ranked. But just 6 points on the season for Randolph, and we'll see if they can get things turned around. But, you know, there's three or four teams at least in that Trailways Conference that are solid teams that I think have some expectations to do good things this year. And we'll see if that leads to a competitive conference race or if anybody will start to pull away.
Seems like Lords, you know, when I'm talking to coaches in the Trailways, they said Lords had to replace, you know, quarterback, and they found another one, it looks like, this year. They just keep finding guys to go under center that can run and pass.
Yeah, Wade Lindahl was one of the most productive quarterbacks in the state the last number of years, a four-year starter for Lords, and his graduation left a hole, but Brady Bauer stepped in and done a nice job. He's doing a little different maybe than Lindahl did. Lindahl was more of a traditional passer, put up a lot of yards through the air. Bauer is a little bit more balanced. He's running the football very well, leads them in rushing, five rushing touchdowns as well. So a team that has reloaded, had a nice win over Reidsville last week, which is a solid program. And, you know, they've got a very front-loaded schedule if you look at it. They've got Randolph this week and then Crick and Cambria and Westfield. So they're running a gauntlet over in the Trailways Conference right away here.
Okay, Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. Travis, some games of the week this week. There's one in our area opening up, Capital Play. Lodi goes to Columbus. That should be a pretty good matchup tonight or Friday night. And what else tickles your fancy here this week?
Yeah, some interesting games on the schedule. You know, we were talking off air a little bit. Maybe not quite as many, you know, big games or huge games as we saw the first couple weeks, where, you know, in non-conference you can pick who you play, and a lot of times teams will find somebody that is a good competitive matchup for them, whereas in conference you get sometimes, you know, the best team versus the worst team, and that's not the greatest matchup. But still some good ones on the schedule this week. Ranked matchups, you got Muskego and Pewaukee. Pewaukee moving out of the Classic 8 finally next year, but they've looked very good, and maybe they can get into contention this season. In the northwest part of the state, If people recall, there was a wild conference race in the Mississippi Valley last year. That's the conference that Reedsburg is in, where I'm from and coach. And five-way tie for the conference title last year. And a couple of those teams play this week. Onalaska and Holman, both teams are undefeated and have looked very good. And then La Crosse Central and Reedsburg square off as well. So that's four of the teams that shared the title last year meeting up this week. I don't anticipate a five-way tie. I don't recall ever seeing it before. But it was certainly interesting last year.
Well, Travis, should be a fun night, week three of the high school football season. AboundWisconsin.com. You'll have rapid reaction tomorrow morning on the website.
Yep, we'll get that up. Kind of a whip around of some of the noteworthy games, matchups, results, all that good stuff. You can check that out on Saturday morning, and then, of course, the rest of our content coming out throughout the week.
All right, and we'll hear you tonight right around 10:30 on ESPN Beaver Dam Football Friday Night with Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer. You'll give your instant reaction to what's going on across the state. Travis, thanks for the time.
You bet. Thanks, Wade.